Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships rolling.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com or jimblasingame.com. Either one of those will get you to our site, which is a little bit of small business heaven. Don't forget all the things you can do there that'll help you to start running, grow your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It is free. It comes every week by email. It's virtually effortless to subscribe or to unsubscribe if at some point in time you decide that you don't want to receive it anymore. Steve Morris is our guest and our new friend, ladies and gentlemen. He's the head coach of Steve Morris Associates, an international leadership consulting company. He's the author of a number of books, including his new one, which is not, it's a book, but it's not really a book, called Glorious Leadership, A Holistic Approach to Achieving Leadership Mastery and Work-Life Balance. Steve Morris, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on your sort of book.
sort of like a toolkit, isn't it?
It really is. You know, I've gotten a lot of wacky things since in my career in doing this show, and people have sent us a lot of cool stuff. But I got to say, I've never seen anything quite like this. It's a box that opens up to reveal a book, kind of a horizontally laid out book, and some cards. Now these cards, Steve, are very interesting, and I picked up these cards and I was looking through them, and thankfully I picked them up on the right side because it said stewardship. I said, yeah, I can see me. Harmony, yeah, that's me, Mr. Harmony. Uh-huh. And then investigates wonders and questioning and
yeah,
attentiveness.
That's you too, right? That's me too.
Yeah. I'm Mr. Here's gentleness. I'm Mr. Gentle. That's what they call me. That's what they call me right here. But then I laid them. But then Steve, I laid the cards down, and I came back and picked them up again. And this time, it's like they changed. It said resentment and abandon and those kinds of things. And it kind of hurt my feelings because I sort of saw myself in those two. What's going on here?
There's two sides of the cards, as you've discovered. There's a virtuous side, and we tend to think of ourselves as virtuous and all the good things. And there's a vice side, an aspect that if we're not polishing up our virtues, it turns into a vice. Mm-hmm. Now the way the cards came to be was in my work with very senior people in businesses who were a bit shy talking about things like virtues and vices, and
especially their vices.
Oh, nobody likes to talk about their vices.
It hurts my feelings, Steve.
Well, what I do when I work with people is I say, well, let's find out what your virtues are, what your strongest ones are, and let's put those to one side, and then let's look at the ones that aren't so strong in you. And that's the one, when we pick those up and turn them over, we'll see that, you know, if it's not so strong in us, these other aspects are going to come out. And we might not like to see it, but that's how other people are going to see us.
So you're saying that if we find a virtue that's not our strong suit, it might be because the vice is dominant in that area.
Well, let me put it a different way. If we're, you know, virtues are something that we have to work on every day. We have to polish them up every day. And if we're not polishing them up, they're going to fall into a state of disrepair or just neglect, like not taking care of your house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when it falls into that state of disrepair, it becomes a vice. Now, the initial stage is other people see. We don't see because we think we're, you know, we've got all these great virtues. We don't see the things we're not doing. But other people will start to experience the vice side.
Mm-hmm.
So the book gives us two things to do. You know, I know people don't like focusing on the vices and, you know, things like, you know, having to quit doing bad stuff.
So, that's self-analysis, and that hurts.
Well, that's right. So I like to motivate them a little differently. I like to go back to the virtues and say, your strongest virtues are the things that I'd like you to teach to others. Teach to your, you know, your colleagues, your coworkers, your clients, your boss. Just your strongest. Don't teach your weakest. Because it's like a smoking man trying to teach his children not to
mm-hmm.
smoke. It's just not credible.
Well, what I like about what you... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, Jim, I was just going to say, you know, if you were seeing yourself as Mr. Gentle or Mr. Questioning.
Yeah, that's
you know,
me.
Those are virtues that it's like you should be teaching people those. To use the book as a toolkit for what to teach.
Well, I have to check with my folks here at the office to make sure they concur with me on that. That's my story. That's the story I'm sticking to. But what I like about your cards, though, and I didn't think, and you know what, I got to tell you, Steve, I didn't think I was going to like them at first. I thought, well, now what? This is flashcards. I grew those in the third grade, you know.
I appreciate your honesty there.
Well, yeah, that's what they call me, Mr. Honest around here. But the thing is that I saw that and now I realize that if you show someone a card that's a vice and you say, now, you know, some people see this in you, then that's going to be an insult if you don't flip the card over and say, now, this is what I just told you could become.
Right.
Is that how you mean this?
That's right. It gives you
a place to go.
It gives you a place to go. It shows you the potential. In the book gives you ways to get there, and so it says, you know, okay, maybe you've got parts of this vice, you know, maybe you're not listening, or you're not sympathetic, or you're a bit self-centered, or whatever these things are. And I'm sure they don't say that about you, Jim, right?
No, I'm looking at understanding, Mr. Understanding. That's another thing that I have lots of names around here.
Uh-huh.
Some of them I can't mention on the show.
Well, you know, ideally I'd like you to exhibit all 28 of those virtues, but that's a pretty tall order. It makes people feel like, well, I can't be Superman at the office. I can't
right.
be everything. So I said, you know, I'd say, don't try to be everything. Try to be very good at a few things and start teaching those. Because when you're teaching, you're taking responsibility for others. So if you're Mr. Understanding, what I'd encourage you to do or ask you to do is teach other people how to be understanding, starting in the workplace. And that'll raise your virtue even higher.
Right.
You follow?
No,
so you're half-time a teacher, and the other time you're a student, because those vice aspects, those negative aspects, if you don't check them or put them in the right direction, it may hold back your career, it may hold back your relationship, it may get in the way of your success and growth. So you need to be the student there.
And you know, Steve, Mr. Gracious and Mr. Humble is another thing that they call me around here too. But but when we come back, we're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Steve, what does all this have to do with leadership?
Cool.
And we'll do that right after these messages. Steve Morris is our guest. He's head coach of Steve Morris Associates, an international leadership consulting company. The book, well, it's kind of a box, folks, with a book and some cards in it that I think you're going to like. It's called Glorious Leadership. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. That's Mr. Robert Cray on blues guitar. You ever get a chance to hear him, pick up his albums. They're worth the try, especially if you like blues. And if you don't like blues, you might learn to like blues. He's good. Steve Morris is our guest and our new friend. He's the author of Glorious Leadership. It's a book. It's a box. It's cards. And folks, this is an interesting little exercise that you ask us to. You know, I actually wasn't intending to allow myself to be drawn into the cards. I was resisting. I was resisting the cards, especially as I said after I turned them over in the wrong way and realized that there was an alter ego on the other side of these things. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna spend a little more time in them. You'll be happy to know. And because you know, perfection can always be improved just a little bit, right?
just a bit.
Steve, what does all this have to do? What are all these cards and all this understanding of who we are and who we should become? What does all this have to do with leadership?
Well, leadership is my field of play, and I know people work most of their daylight hours are spent working, and then I realize that you know we all have leadership to play out in our lives in our workplace. And if we could use our time at work or in our profession or in what we do to start perfecting ourselves or improving ourselves or growing ourselves further, then if I could bring that together and help people be successful in their business, then they would be incented or motivated to improve. Because a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, you got to improve yourself at home and then you can bring it to work. But I'd sort of turn it around the other way. It's like, well, you know, I can show people how to be more successful at work and improve themselves, the quality of their life at the same time. And that really motivates people because it interconnects or it leverages off what's very important to them, which is their profession or their work.
Mm-hmm. Steve, give us your website, please.
www.gloriousleadership.com.
Now, your leadership box, this little handy toolkit, including the book and the cards, that's available wherever books are sold?
Right now, we've shipped it out to the U.S., and you can get it through Amazon.com, guaranteed. And I'm sure that most of the major bookstores would be having it in the next 3 months, but I already know you can get it on Amazon.
Steve Morris, and can we get it at your website?
Well, it'll direct you right to the link at Amazon. You can get it at gloriousleadership.com, and at that site, it'll also tell you more about things you can do to help your business, your team, your family. Some of the how to teach leadership to your teenagers or your colleagues, but not your spouse, Jim. I can't help you there. Don't
Steve,
try to teach your spouse.
No, she's in charge. I don't even try there. Steve, the leaders that I have admired over the years, I didn't realize it at the time, but I now know that they had a pretty good perspective on human beings. They didn't look at me and others as levers, as levers. They looked at us as human beings, and they were able to get the most out of each one of us.
Right. Well, the leaders, I've worked with thousands of people, and they have worked with thousands of leaders themselves. And the common theme that comes up is mainly things like integrity, that you can trust them and. Mm-hmm. And that they're going to be reliable, and they'll be looking out for others, and they're helping others grow. Just those four aspects seem to resound with most people. The fact is that everybody has something unique in them. You have something that makes people relate with you that's very unique to you. So I don't want to coach you to be like everybody else. I just want to coach you to be like yourself and bring out your own authentic quality of leadership. So don't try to copy somebody. Just try to bring out what you've already seen and admired in others. It's sort of inside you.
Mm-hmm.
So the cards in the book give you a tool to find out what those gifts are so I can make an authentic leadership package for you.
You've got a perspective on the quality of international leadership. What are your thoughts about that today in the 21st century?
Well,
how are we doing?
I think we're slowing down. I think in the last 50 years, we've had a lot of opportunity for leadership, and we seem to get caught up in. I think we're stuck in economic leadership right now. I think we think that advancements through economics, and so we try to push out leadership there.
Right.
But there are other forms of leadership. There are other forms of advancement. I ran into a country in Asia, Bhutan, which still has a monarchy, and the king has a minister who's in charge of gross domestic happiness, not gross domestic product. Which
when that guy retires, I'd like to have that job.
That's a cool job, isn't it? He's in the king's.
What would
job
I have to pay
to
him
make
to have
people are happy?
What would I have to pay him to get that job?
By Tuesday.
Yeah. Steve, I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Well, everybody's a leader in my book. People ask if they're, born leaders and, country leaders. And it's like, hey, everybody's a leader. Everybody's going to have a leadership moment, and it's about bringing out the qualities of your leadership and passing on those to others. So be mindful of who you are and how you lead and how other people are being shaped by that.
Well said, Steve. And you spend most of your time in Singapore. Will you join us another day from Singapore and report to us on the small business condition in Singapore?
I'd be happy to.
Well, we'd like to have you do that.
There, the sun will be setting in Asia, and we'll have a live conversation.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you,
Steve
Jim.
Morris, ladies and gentlemen, our new friend. He'll be back. Quick break. Right back with Brad Huskin after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.